Sheriff's daughter, Southern Belle. People think they know me, but just how well. Loss of freedom, a walk through hell. Tears quickly drying on my face. Muddy boots hidden underneath this cold, dead lace. Is my life really just another sad disgrace? Y'all look, but never see. There's recognition in your eyes for someone I could never be. But in the end, who is really me? I ask these questions in vain, 'cause it's merely a discussion on how to maintain endless uptight bullshit. Can I really constrain? Just a sheriff's daughter, Southern Belle. People think they know me, but just how well. Loss of freedom, a walk through hell. Now y'all have a peek of where I dwell.
Don't move an inch. Why are you here? In my territory, no less. I ought to put you down like an overfed rooster who done forgot how to shut his cockadoodle up outside of the wee hours of the morning. A wandering cowboy. Well, next time you better introduce yourself like a gentleman when waltzing in on someone else's land, or you might end up with a bullet in your brain. Now dust yourself off and turn around and introduce yourself properly, Wrangler. Why, howdy there. Haven't seen you round these parts before, sunshine. Even though you do bear a somewhat striking resemblance to someone I used to know. What's your name, doll? Let me look at those sweet cheeks for a moment. Turn to the left. Now to the right. Now right back at me, center stage. Yeah. Well, that name fits you just right, don't it? My name? Well, my name is Cheyenne, but you can call me Shy. Why? 'Cause I'm anything but shy. And contradictions are just too much fun, aren't they? Life is full of contradictions, and I ain't no exception to that. And if you're gonna be sticking around here for a while, you best get used to it, before someone makes you remember not to forget. Warning? Why no, sweetheart. If I was gonna give you a warning, you wouldn't have to ask me if I was. You can count on that, and take it to the grave. You want a guide for this town? Well, this ain't no Lewis and Clark expedition, but I suppose I can show you round a bit, long as you got the time and stamina. Well, let's get right to it then. That over there is my papa. He ain't that smart, but he sure is sweet, like flies to shit. He raises cows, butchers them, and makes the best damn stew you'll ever eat this side of the Mississippi. Just don't ask him about nothing to do with guns, the government, or gold. He don't like violence, being controlled, or anything to do with money hungering. Like I said, simple, but sweet. That over there is my mama. She's the sheriff in this town. That makes me the sheriff's daughter. Comes with a lot of heavy expectations, don't it? I'm expected to play by the rules, be prim and proper, bake pies, and ask you if you want some sweet tea with those biscuits. But that ain't me. At least not the real me. Still, it's best to stay on Mama's good side. She ain't got no problem with stringing someone up or letting them sit in the hoosegow for a night or two. Or a few weeks. Whatever it takes. They always say, Mama knows what's best after all. That over there is Miss Dahlia. She's the bartender at the Shifty Side Saloon. Howdy, Miss Dahlia.
Well, howdy, Miss Cheyenne. It's so nice to see you out and about on such a lovely day. And it looks like you got a new friend. Oh, how nice. Quite the handsome one. Well, don't y'all be getting into any trouble now, you hear me? I'm not too keen on lying to your daddy again, especially after last time, which you still owe me for, by the way. All right? You come visit me sometime. Have a good one.
Well, yes, ma'am. You do the same. Lovely, ain't she? She'll treat you like her own family, but piss her off and you might find yourself with some watered-down moonshine the next time you ask for a drink. And you do not want that, doll, because there ain't nowhere else to get yourself a buzz in this town. So remember that before you try going toe-to-toe with her. You'll be drier than a bull's bum going up a hill backwards for the remainder of your time here. And this land ain't no safe haven for any Quakers. And that there's Cletus Cassius. He's a singing saloon sweetheart. Well, hi there, Cletus. I hope you've been staying out of trouble.
Howdy, Shy. Got yourself another man, I say. Better than the last one, I do hope. That one was as worthless as gum on a boot heel. Pleasure to meet you, son. Now watch yourself. Shy here may be finer than the frog's hair, but no wise man would willingly find themselves within a mile radius of her once she has a duck fed. Hey, feel free to come by the Shifty Side sometime and take a load off. A jar of Miss Dahlia's moonshine on a Friday night. That's possums on a stump. But don't be stepping out of line. I'll jerk another in your chain without a second thought, you hear? Well, I better get busier than a moth in a minute today. Give my regards to your folks, Shy. See you around, son. We'll see who's buying the rounds.
Bye now, Cletus. He's as smooth as silk on a shoeshine, but after he puts down his guitar, you better steer clear. 'Cause you're right likely to spot him with his fist in someone's face. It ain't anger. It's sport by his standards. And if he chooses you as his brawl partner, you best bring your A game or you're gonna end up on your ass paying for everybody's round that night. And they don't keep count. Plus, respect goes a long way in these parts. It's easy to earn, but impossible to get back. Now that there, sunshine, is a warning. Best put that there in writing, lest you forget. The question, is it related to something dangerous? What a pity. Well then, what might your question be, doll? Before you ask, bear in mind that life is easier when you mind your own plot of land and till your own fields. Then if you feel so obliged, mister, and if you dare. Do I have a cowboy of my own? Oh, sweetheart, what makes you think you have the right to delve into a lady's personal drawers in such a way? And with such dirty hands? And more importantly, why are you so damn curious? You'd like to take me to dinner? Well, aren't you just as bold as brass? Dinner is reserved for a special someone, isn't it, honey? But you are not that at the moment, darling. Sorry to say. I reckon you already knew that, didn't you, cowboy? To answer your question, it just so happens my latest love interest is dead. And if you don't want to wind up the same way, you best mind your P's and Q's. Instead, you can take me out for a drink tonight, I'll show you around the rest of these here parts another time. For now, why don't you go and find yourself a room at the Shifty Side Saloon? Unless you're more comfortable sleeping out on the range and looking up at the stars. You know, the real cowboy calling out to you and all that. Either way, it's none of my business. We'll meet for some more bullshitting and beers over there at 7 sharp. Don't be late. I won't wait. And you might want to clean off your boots. They could use some spiffing up. Nobody likes dirty spurs digging into their sides now, do they? Bye for now, sweetheart. Try to stay out of trouble now, you hear? At least when I'm not with you.